With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. The Montana Democratic Party primary race for governor has its first ticket pairing. Corin Cates-Carney reports Mike Cooney named House Minority Leader Casey Schreiner his lieutenant governor running mate today in Helena.
Schreiner joins the Cooney ticket just over a week before candidate filing deadline for the 2020 elections. Schreiner mounted his own run for governor before teaming up with Cooney. The four-term state representative from Great Falls dropped his bid in early February, saying he didn't have the resources needed to run a competitive campaign. Cooney, the current lieutenant governor for Governor Steve Bullock, says Schreiner is no stranger to tough issues, and together they're ready to lead and fight for the people of Montana. Businesswoman Whitney Williams is also seeking the governor's office as a Democrat. Williams has not yet announced a running mate. The Republican primary race for governor includes U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte, Attorney General Tim Fox, and State Senator Al Olszewski. Gianforte is expected to announce his running mate Sunday. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Glacier National Park is searching for a new shuttle service operator after their partnership with Flathead County ended in December. The Flathead Beacon reports the previous agreement provided free park shuttle service since 2007, helping to manage visitor flow and traffic. More than 138,000 people used the free shuttles in 2012, a number that increased to 255,000 by 2019. Glacier National Park put out a contract bid earlier this month, and park officials hope interested companies could also expand the shuttle service. Montana Democratic Attorney General candidate Raff Graybill will stay on the 2020 ballot following an attempt to remove him by a fellow member of the Democratic Party. Corin Cates-Carney reports the state's political practices enforcer handed down the ruling today.
Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan wrote in his decision that Graybill meets the state constitutional requirements to run for the office of Attorney General. Graybill is chief legal counsel for Governor Steve Bullock. His eligibility for the ballot was called into question earlier this month by David Wanzenried, a Montana State University Billings political science instructor and former state legislator. Wanzenried is a fundraiser for Kimberly Dudick, a Democratic state representative from Missoula who is also running for attorney general. Wanzenried told Montana Public Radio he didn't talk to Dudick about the complaint questioning Graybill's qualifications to run for the office before filing it. Candidates have until March 9th to file to run for public office in 2020. The primary election is June 2nd. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Public meetings over a newly released agreement that will guide the remainder of the Anaconda Superfund cleanup will be held over the next 2 weeks. Nick Mott reports the first public meeting is Monday.
If approved, the $30 million deal between the Atlantic Richfield Company and Anaconda Deer Lodge County will expand efforts to remove hazardous metals in attics and yards, provide free blood lead monitoring for anyone who wants it, and fund economic development in Anaconda, among other efforts. Copper mined in nearby Butte was smelted in Anaconda, spewing toxic chemicals like arsenic and lead over a tract of land about the same size as New York City. The smelter closed in 1981, and the area was put on the Superfund National Priorities List 2 years later. The deal still needs to be approved by the county commission, and the five meetings will offer the public a chance to weigh in on the agreement. Visit our website for more information on when and where the meetings will take place. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
Restrictions on air travel out of China due to the coronavirus are already having an impact on Montana's tourism season. Businesses in West Yellowstone say bookings by Chinese tourists are down. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
West Yellowstone Chamber of Commerce CEO Mary Sue Costello says the chamber's members are reporting that Chinese customer bookings are down for April and May due to flight restrictions out of China as it grapples with the coronavirus outbreak there.
And again, for some business that may have relied primarily on that market, it's going to be more painful than it is for somebody who's maintained a mixture.
While Costello says those losses could hurt individual businesses, Chinese tourists are just a fraction of overall visitorship to Yellowstone National Park and subsequently West Yellowstone. According to Yellowstone's statistics, the number of Chinese visitors arriving to the park by bus increased by nearly 90% from 2013 to 2016. though Costello says the number of Chinese tourists last year decreased. This comes as U.S. health officials say coronavirus is likely to spread here in the U.S., but Costello says her members haven't seen any signs of impacts.
What's not happening is people are not running around like Chicken Little right now. They're just monitoring, keeping aware of what's going on.
She says the Yellowstone tourism economy expects to see the same droves of U.S. visitors it does every year. Norma Nickerson, director of the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana, says a drop in Chinese tourism would have less of an impact on Glacier National Park, which has never drawn as many Chinese travelers as Yellowstone. Nickerson told the Billings Gazette Banff National Park in Canada could see a downturn in visitors. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.